Well, howdy, guys. Hey, you know the saying, happy wife, happy life. And Fomans use that saying all the time, and they think it's funny. And of course, it's very arrogant and completely disrespectful to their male partner. So basically, the male's job is to keep the Femon happy and treat her like a princess, of course. And what the male thinks and wants means absolutely nothing, because everything in their relationship will be about her. What type of male wants to live in a relationship like that? Most marriages only work because the male makes it work. He gives up everything. His wants, his likes, his desires. And a lot of times his hobby and friends. And the femon gives up nothing. And if you're hearing a bit of background noise, that's because it's raining quite heavily and it's hitting the window quite hard. I could stop recording and wait for it to stop raining. But this is the UK. That may be for days. This thumbnail was a sitcom in England a long time ago. It was a comedy. It wasn't too bad. It was about a henpecked husband. And his wife was Hyacinth, I think. And she caused dramas all over the place. And this male had to tolerate them all. But we've all seen males like this, haven't we? There's a couple in my own family. You know, when they interview some people who've been married 40, 50 years, I always ask them why it worked for so long. And the usual answer always is from the male anyway. He said he agrees with the wife all the time, confirming that he's given up everything and she's given up nothing. So it's pretty hard for me to understand why the male stayed for so long with a femon that obviously doesn't respect him at all. You see, femons don't really want husbands. They want servants. Of course, the modern femon today wants rich servants. No man in his right mind should ever think about getting married in today's world. Femons are already entitled, and marrying them just gives them more entitlement. Then there's no real point in dating either, because dating was to get to know somebody for marriage. Femons today can't be trusted about anything. They have made themselves into a sideshow. They never were the main event. Happy life? Stay single. I know it doesn't rhyme, but it makes more sense. Nearly in every divorce, the femon wants to get paid off for the time she spent with this male. She believes he owes her some. That's how deep caring femons are. But really all that makes them is a W. I have seen very rarely a marriage that actually works for a long time, without the male changing into a simp. And those type of marriages I have seen, I can count on one hand. And I've seen thousands and thousands of marriages. Remember that, guys, if you ever think of getting married. You see, for the males, marriage is a pair bonding, with feelings and respect. For 99.9% of femons, it's just business. You take it easy, guys.